Ramsey TV.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this may be the latest Body of Christ controversy. On the heels of my show titled Antichrist Update, Trump or Newsom, someone, having watched that show, said, Martin, I have to vehemently disagree with you. Oh, no. And yes, this is an important consideration. This gentleman said in your video, you called the current occupant of the White House a rotting bag of oatmeal. And I did. I called him a rotting bag of oatmeal. However, this gentleman says, no, I believe that he is a rotting bag of grape nuts. So, that carries some weight. Going to have to look into that in more detail. I have heard since then, I've looked into this, and somebody says he's a rotting bag of sugar pops. Well, this might be a matter of interpretation, but literal if possible. My sister reminded me yesterday after watching the show. She says, you have a whole bunch of new subscribers all the time, and I do, and that's thanks to you. Thank you very much, and I welcome every new viewer to this show. Thank you for watching. I don't take it for granted. And Kelly says, you need to remind people that anti, the Greek prefix anti, does not mean what anti means in English. In English, anti is against. For instance, antipasta is against pasta. But no, in Greek, anti is instead of. And I'm going to look at two passages in the Greek scriptures that prove this. And this is an important consideration. Because, see, Christians don't know this generally. They're looking for someone to come up against Christ. They're looking for some obvious enemy of Christ. And this is pictured in their version of the Antichrist, which one can see in the movie series Left Behind, Left Behind series by Tim LaHaye and some other dude. And I'm going to show you a series of photographs that it's going to blow you away. It's so remarkable. I said yesterday that I don't think Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who is starting to look likely, will be the one to run against Donald Trump next year. The Dems just can't abide the running bag of sugar pops or grape nuts or oatmeal because he's just so incompetent. And polls are showing now that he will handily lose to Orange Man, which is shocking the Dems. And so the slick one, the snake, the reptile, Gavin Newsom of California, could be the one who steps in. I say he's too slick. No, he's too slick. And the Christians will be able to see right through that. And in order for the deception to be complete, the Christians have to be totally on board with it. Again, my point of reference, my litmus test for the Antichrist, for the last deception in general, is that Christians have to fall for it. Because Jesus said that in the end, even the elect would be deceived if possible. So the Antichrist is someone that we would look at and say, this is a pretty good person. Wouldn't mind sticking around for another couple years with this person in charge. And that would not be Gavin Newsom, who is a what is Gavin Newsom besides the reptilian type? He is a collectivist. He's a guy who believes in authoritative government, considers himself above his own laws. We saw that during the scam. And he'll just say anything to get elected. He's power hungry. I will show you some photographs. I found it. Gavin Newsom looks like the guy who played the Antichrist in the Left Behind series. It's amazing. I should do it now? All right, I'm going to do it now. Okay, there was an actor named Gordon Curry who played the Antichrist in the Left Behind series, the famous Christian series Left Behind, which gets just about everything wrong. because they assume that Christians are going to be snatched away. And I'm apologizing to anybody who's a Christian who's listening to this. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, but I'm not a Christian. I love God. I love Christ. Jesus Christ is my Savior, but Jesus Christ himself is not a Christian. For those new to this channel, Christianity has become a religion. It became a religion in the year 300. When Constantine, the emperor of Rome, heard voices and saw a vision and made Christianity the official religion of the empire. Kind of like somebody making Bud Light the official beer of the Olympics or the Super Bowl or whatever. It became an official religion at that point. And any valid reason for, and at that point, any thought of giving the title Christianity to people who believed in Jesus Christ went out the window. They were originally called Christians in the first century, yes, but that term was so dirtied after 300 AD when Christianity became the official religion that I can't claim it anymore. It's been so stereotyped, so associated with people who are self-righteous, who condemn other people, who believe in eternal torment, who try to do the Ten Commandments, who believe that law and the Ten Commandments are still the way, still a viable way to reach God with their self-effort. It's like, no, I'm not a Christian. What am I? I'm a believer. So Christians are wrong about a lot of things. And they're also wrong about the Antichrist because they don't know that anti means instead of, not against. And they are looking for some evil person. They are looking for somebody who's just really slick. And let me show you now. I found these photos online and I copied these myself. I didn't see this anywhere else. Nobody else pointed this out to me. It just occurred to me that, wait a minute, I haven't watched the Left Behind movies, but I did see a clip of their idea of the Antichrist. They named the Antichrist Nicolae Carpathia in the series, again, played by Gordon Curry. Here are three comparisons of Gordon Curry with Gavin Newsom, governor of California. Look at these. Look at these comparisons. I mean, it's just remarkable. It's the slick one, the every hair in place kind of guy, the I've got my shit together and you don't, very organized, very devious, very charming on the outside, but inside full of evil designs. And that is Gavin Newsom. I mean, look at that. But Trump, how different is that? He is not a beautiful man on the outside. He is not slick on the outside. He does not have every hair. You're right. They spray his hair down so heavily that he actually does have every hair in place. But it's not exactly Antichrist hair. No, my friends. Nicolae Carpathia has Antichrist hair. Gavin Newsom definitely has Antichrist hair. I am coining today the phrase Antichrist hair because I think that is a major consideration as to who the Antichrist will be. If any candidate for the man of lawlessness or the Antichrist has what I call Antichrist hair, then that's not him. I'm talking stereotypical Antichrist hair, i.e. Nicolae Carpathia, the fictitious Antichrist of the Left Behind series, or Gavin Newsom, the unfortunately nonfiction governor of California. So this is why I lean toward Trump, because Trump is beloved by Christians. He's a friend of Israel. To me, this is essential for the man of lawlessness. Has to be a friend of Israel. And my God, they minted a coin. Israel did. When Trump worked out the Abraham Accord, they minted a coin with Trump and Cyrus, King Cyrus, on it. Cyrus, the ancient king of the Babylonian Empire, who was instrumental in getting the temple rebuilt, in sending the Israelites that were in captivity in Babylon back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. He was a heathen king who was helpful to Israel. Donald Trump is a heathen king who is helpful to Israel. And the comparison is so obvious that Israel minted a coin with Cyrus and Trump. So, I mean, this guy is a great candidate, obviously. So let's look at this word anti. I'm telling you, it means instead of, and that is important. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 22. Yet, hearing that Archelaus is reigning in Judea in the stead of his father Herod, he, Joseph, was afraid to pass forth there. Now, being apprised in a trance, he retires into parts of Galilee. This is when Joseph and Mary took the baby Jesus into Egypt. And in Egypt, Joseph is visited by the angel Gabriel again. Being roused, take along the little boy and his mother, go into the land of Israel, for they are dead who are seeking the soul of the little boy. So Joseph, being roused, takes the little boy and his mother. This is, I'm reading from the Concordant Literal New Testament, and entered into the land of Israel. Verse 22, yet hearing that Archelaus is reigning in Judea in the stead of his father Herod, he was afraid to pass forth there. Instead of, that's the point. Reigning in Judea in the stead of, that is the Greek word anti there. And obviously it can't be against. Archelaus is reigning in Judea against his father Herod? No, he's reigning instead of his father Herod. Now let's go to Luke 11:11. This is speaking of a son requesting a fish from his father. Not instead of a fish, a serpent will he be handing him. This is also the verse that says, no one requesting bread, no son requesting bread from his father will be receiving a stone from his father. Not instead of a fish, a serpent. So there is the word anti again. We don't have a fish going up against a serpent. We have here the proposition that there's no way a father would give a serpent instead of a fish. So there, clearly you can see it is instead of. And this is an important consideration when we consider Antichrist, because Antichrist is someone who will step in the stead of Christ. And in order to do that, you have to be Christ-like, because no one will accept a person who comes in against Christ. Will the Christians accept somebody who comes in against Christ? Never. It'll be too obvious. And so the Antichrist has to be with Christ, because Antichrist is instead of Christ. Instead of. The Antichrist will be heralding the name of Christ in a good way. Heralding. That's what the Antichrist will be doing. Trump claims to be a Christian. Newsom, forget about it. I mean, he's just so obviously devious and evil. Trump seems a little bit naive, he seems a little goofy, and yet the guy is very efficient. He gets things done, and he is a friend of Christ. The Christians see Gavin Newsom as definitely an enemy of Christ. They see Gavin Newsom as against Christ. But they will gladly accept, and Israel will also gladly accept, maybe not someone who says they're a replacement for Christ, but they will accept someone who has an agreeable spirit and maybe is a placeholder for Christ. Maybe is someone who is promoting Christ until the real Christ returns. That still is much different than being against Christ. Along that line, I want to go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 5. This is amazing. Matthew 24:5. I'll tell you the way I used to see this verse. For many shall be coming in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall be deceiving many. And in the Concordant version, and I suppose in many other versions, they have quotation marks around I am the Christ. So for years, I read this as many shall be coming in my name, saying, I am the Christ. In other words, the people who are coming in his name will be saying, I am the Christ. So some dude in blue jeans with a bad haircut and maybe smoking cigarettes will come around and wearing army boots and say, I am the Christ. People look at him and say, you're the Christ. What? Or some overweight guy that wearing a checkered shirt and driving a Volkswagen or something. You know, some false prophet type. What chance does a false prophet have with Christians? And remember, Christians have to be deceived for this to be the final deception. Christians have to swallow it wholesale. What chance does a random person, even if they happen to have long hair and a beard and they look like the stereotypical image that Christians have in their mind of Christ. See, they have a stereotypical image of the Antichrist and of Christ, and both are completely wrong. Jesus Christ is not the handsome, dashing dude you see in their illustrations. He's not. He was not good to look at. Isaiah said that. Everybody knows that. Christ was, well, I guess not. They actually think Jesus was handsome and a hunk. Kind of like those guys you see on the covers of Harlequin romance books. So they have a wrong idea of Christ and the Antichrist. They see them both as physically attractive to humans. So not even Christians are going to accept someone who says that they are the Christ. They're looking for the long-haired, handsome guy to come out of the sky, which he is. I'm not making fun of that. He is going to come down from heaven. So they're not going to be tricked by a guy driving up in a Volkswagen. But this is not someone saying, I am the Christ. Jesus is speaking. This is Jesus saying this in Matthew 24:5. Many shall be coming in my name saying, I am the Christ. So these people coming in the name of Christ are not saying they are the Christ. They are saying that Jesus is the Christ. They're acknowledging that Jesus Christ is, yes, Jesus is the Christ. Donald Trump is saying, yeah, Jesus Christ, yeah, he's the Son of God. So the false prophets are not so stupid as to put a crown on their heads. A guy in a checkered shirt driving up in a Volkswagen puts a crown on it and said, I am the Christ. No, but if he shows up saying that Jesus is the Christ, read this again. Many shall be coming in my name, saying, I am the Christ. In my name, saying, I, Jesus Christ, am the Christ. Boy, that puts a whole new spin on it, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. And Jesus precedes this by saying, beware that no one should be deceiving you. For many shall be coming in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall be deceiving many. So this is all about deception. And speaking of deception, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. But, you know, before I do that, there was someone in the comments, and I don't delete comments. I'll say that again. I don't delete comments. Some comments get deleted. I don't know why. It's a YouTube thing, I guess. Somebody says Antichrist is a harvest of people. I've heard this before because 1 John and 2 John speak of the spirit of Antichrist, and John says the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. Yes. But that doesn't mean that spirit of Antichrist, that is a spirit of people doing things instead of Christ, it doesn't mean that won't be personified, the Antichrist won't be personified in a person. So don't let anyone tell you that Antichrist, anybody that thinks Antichrist is an actual man, you're just so spiritually stupid, you know. These literalists, oh boy, they need to become sophisticated, scripturally and spiritually sophisticated. Antichrist is not going to be an actual person. Yes, it is. These same types, and this doesn't preclude Antichrist from being a spirit, or doesn't preclude John from saying many Antichrists have gone into the world. Of course. But by the same logic, some people have said that Satan is not an actual being. Satan isn't really a spiritual being. It just represents an adversarial force. It's a story. It's a story told by the New Testament writers. So Jesus was tempted by a story in the wilderness. Is that? No, Satan is an actual being. We need to take scripture literal if possible. So I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. And show you how easy it is, really, to take this literally. This is a man of lawlessness. I'm just going to touch briefly on this. 2 Corinthians 2. Paul even says, the secret of lawlessness is already operating. Same as John says, the spirit of Antichrist. That doesn't mean there won't actually be a man of lawlessness. In fact, there will be. Verse 8 of 2 Thessalonians 2. Then will be unveiled the lawless one, whom the Lord will dispatch with the spirit of his mouth. And let's go back to verse 3. The apostasy should be coming first. Paul says, prophesying here, that the man of lawlessness be unveiled, the son of destruction, who is opposing and lifting himself. This is a himself. Scripture must be taken literally if possible. That's a law of scriptural interpretation. And when you see a him spoken about lifting himself up, and that he is seated in the temple of God, demonstrating that he himself is God, and that it's the lawless one who will be unveiled. Yes, we're talking about a literal man. Well, in 2 Corinthians 11, 3 and 4, I'm going to end with this. Paul says to beware of a different Jesus. This is a shocking verse. For indeed, he who is coming is heralding another Jesus, whom we do not herald. Another Jesus. The Christians, as I said, believing some very devious, terrible doctrines such as free will, eternal torment, and the Trinity, they are worshiping a different Jesus. And who is Paul talking to? He's talking to believers, and he's telling them to beware of a different Jesus. And so my analogy here that I'm drawing is that I would caution believers to be watching out for a false Jesus. That is, or a different Jesus. That is someone stepping into the stead of Jesus, not against Jesus, but in the stead of Jesus. And not even saying that I am Jesus, but saying that Jesus is Jesus. That's how slick this is going to be. Paul himself is warning the believers in 2 Corinthians 11 here, watch out for those heralding another Jesus. They're using the name of Jesus, but it's a different Jesus because it's not of the same spirit as Jesus. Likewise, the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, will not be someone obviously against Christ. It'll be someone who says that Jesus is the Christ and will be performing miracles, false miracles. But it will be so Christ-like that millions will fall for it. But we won't, because we're apprised of these things, we're aware of these things in the Scriptures, and we have another expectation. Our expectation is to be snatched away from here to go to our celestial home, and this will happen before the man of lawlessness is seated in the temple. I believe we will see him rise to power, but we will not see him go into the temple to declare that he is God, because that is the beginning of the wrath of God, the last 3.5 years of the tribulation upon the earth.